During a pretrial immunity hearing for Stand Your Ground cases, the accused must convince a judge their self-defense claim is legitimate to avoid a trial. But under a bill by Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley, that burden would be shifted to prosecutors. During the bill's first committee hearing, Orlando Democratic Senator Randolph Bracey raised concerns about the measure's potential effect on minorities.
If you look at certain studies, it shows that Black and Latino victims are more likely to be justified when someone kills a person of color and then claim Stand Your Ground. I think our concern is that there will be more people that will not face punishment in those instances. Could you just speak to that concern?
But Bradley said Stand Your Ground has so far been good for a lot of people, including minorities.
I remember the Tampa Bay Times did a review of a bunch of cases and ultimately concluded that both Black and white individuals equally availed themselves of Stand Your Ground and were equally successful as they went through the process.
But citing FBI statistics, Katie Browder, a survivor of gun violence, didn't appear convinced.
And for communities of color for whom these laws have a disproportionate impact, controlling for other factors, Florida Stand Your Ground cases with minority victims are half as likely to lead to convictions compared to cases with white victims. And when white shooters kill Black victims, the resulting homicides are deemed justifiable 11 times more frequently than when the shooter is Black and the victim is white.
And Paul De Revere took that argument a step further.
This bill, what you're taking up here today, including Stand Your Ground, is racist, period. It is racist. I'm a white person telling you this. It's racist. It just is. Thank you.
Like she did in 2015, Lucy McBath came to Tallahassee to speak against the measure again. She's the mother of Jordan Davis, the Black Jacksonville teen who was fatally shot multiple times over a loud music dispute. Michael Dunn, the white man responsible, had claimed self-defense.
I think that should be embarrassing to them, that here they are considering that, you know, after the death of Trayvon Martin, after the death of Jordan, that they would be the second state to institute an expansion of Stand Your Ground outside of Minnesota, which did last year. I think that it's a tragedy to all the sons and daughters and people that have died senselessly in this state under these laws. And I think that disproportionately because minorities are affected the most.
But not everyone felt that way. Some, like Luis Valdez, say the majority of the Florida Supreme Court justices got it wrong in 2015 when they decided to keep the pretrial immunity hearing the way it is.
As a member of the Hispanic community, as a 10-year veteran of the law enforcement community, I am 100% in favor of this bill, and I think you need to. When seconds matter, cops like me were minutes away. This bill repairs what the Florida Supreme Court did in 2015. It is a travesty that the public as a whole has to prove innocence when our entire constitutional basis is innocent until proven guilty.
And Valdez says bill opponents don't speak for all minorities.
I spent 5 years as a patrol officer in Miami-Dade. In that time period, I've went to enough calls where I saw enough people in the minority community and were scared to arm themselves because of the legal challenges they faced. The fact that people are disarmed and have to rely on the state for protection is a travesty and an insult. It's not right. As un Latino, as a minority member, it's not right.
Still, Bradley maintained his bill is meant to benefit everyone.
So I would simply suggest that there is nothing in this bill that talks about Black or white or Latino. This is a colorblind bill. Everyone has the right to self-defense, and this simply makes sure that that right is fully realized under Florida law, no matter what your is the color of your skin.
His measure passed the Senate Judiciary Committee 5-4 with Democrats opposed. It has one more stop before heading to the Senate floor. Meanwhile, its House version has not yet had a hearing. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.